In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Slava Jesusu Christu.
Slava na veki.
Dear Very Reverend Father Dean, dear Very Reverend Fathers, and dear Father Pastor Miron, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am Father Vesel, Pastor of St. Peter and Paul of Byzantine Catholic Church in Tarentum, right for the other side of the river. And originally I am from Ukraine, and I hope you will enjoy my Ukraine accent. We are in a big land time right now, and it looks like a little bit boring because we used to do less entertainment, we visit less restaurants or whatever, especially here in Pittsburgh, where are so many good restaurants and other things to visit, to do, and so. And we know a lot of them. There are some very good, fancy, and expensive restaurants where maybe we would be able to see a lot of maybe wealthy people or some famous one, but it is too expensive. We would visit that once per year, and that's it. We know a couple of places where it could be something very delicious, but nobody is around. We can feel good, but no friends around. We visited once or twice, but there is no things to do. Maybe there will be a couple other places where maybe food even not so delicious, but where a lot of our friends used to come. And beside the maybe not so fancy place, maybe not so delicious food, we are much more happy there because there are so many things to do. And we know there are a couple places other, but there are few more places which are even out of this list of competition. Maybe it's a house of our parents, maybe it's a house of our kids. Seems like it is not about the food a lot, since it is not about the entertainment at all. It's about something more. It's about love. We got a lot of different churches in the world. They are so beautiful, amazing, and we would like even to take a picture and just keep it a good remember that we were able to be there. But maybe we would not visit it every single day. We got a lot of different places, but there are some churches which were even out of this list of competition. It doesn't matter how our native or mother church looks like. It is about something more. It's about real, alive meeting with Christ. Right after my arrival here in the United States, I was told that this church was built with the intention to make a copy of Cathedral of the Uzhgorod Church in my Mukachev diocese, where I came from. And as a guy who just grew up in that church, who was an altar server there for many years, who had been served there as an assistant, as a priest, I could confirm this church is looks like very, very similar to our cathedral in our Uzhgorod Church. That's why I feel something special at this church on the other side of the world, on the other side of the ocean. And once again, it reminds me that Jesus doesn't have any borders. Jesus doesn't have any limits. Love of our Lord Jesus Christ is without any limits. Our Uzhgorod Cathedral may be even little bit worse because we don't have so fancy church hall as you got here, guys. But the Jesus is the same. This fourth Sunday of the Big Lent time is a Sunday of remembering one very specific and very interesting guy, St. John Climacus. He is one of the list of very well known and famous holy guys of the Christian East, and he just would like to give us couple wonderful things how we would be able to improve our spiritual life, our spirituality. But probably we could give a question, why we supposed to improve anything? From my childhood time, I was not sure if really Earth as a planet turns around, because every time when I jumped, I just fell down right for the same place, and for me it was really proven that Earth is supposed to stay in the same place. A bit later, I realized that air flight, for example, from United States and Europe. Takes a different amount of time just because of that difference, because of movement of the Earth. I have purchased to my son a telescope tube, and I was trying to catch the moon. And do you know what? That moon was trying to escape from the tube in few seconds, just because of that movement. But without that equipment, without information, we wouldn't even realize that it moves. Our typical life, which is full of other things which are far from God, far from gospel, far from Christianity at all, try to take us out from Jesus. And we are not even able to realize that, right in the same way how we are not able to realize how Earth as a planet moves. But St. John Climacus gives us wonderful advices how to improve our life in different steps. We know his wonderful and amazing book, The Ladder of Ascension to Heaven, with over 30 steps. And probably it is not easy to realize everything from his life. Not so many of us are able to spend over 40 years in a cave. Not so many of us are able to contemplate so long time, to keep far from regular and typical life, but he gives us wonderful advices how to make at least few steps, how to try to make some good effort. This Sunday is not just, it is not the Sunday to make popular and well-known his name. This Sunday is about our spiritual improvement. I would like to encourage all of you to try to find out even online that list of over 30 steps and pick up for yourself one or two those steps and try to realize it in our real spiritual life. Why? Because right next Sunday, we will be having the Sunday of Mary of Egypt. It will be about repentance, and it will be the best time to make our confession. And it will be the best way to improve our life, to improve our spirituality, and meet resurrected Jesus in the best possible way. It's all about us. It's all about Byzantine Catholic tradition. It's right the way how our ancestors, fathers, grandfathers, grand-grandfathers, and great-grandmothers were seeing their spirituality and their salvation. It's right the same way how St. John Climacus would like to see our spiritual life, our spirituality, and our own way to salvation through that ladder. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.